the other issues in this area. You say that you only want to collect taxes for essential government services. What do you consider essential government services?
Well, to me, being a limited government, for me, I don't want to raise our taxes. You know, at the same time, I'd say taxes should always be the last possible resort, not the first option. So the first thing we have to do is figure out how our government is operating. You know, you don't know what you don't know because I'm from the outside. I'm running because you're not, and we need one of us in Montgomery. And so to get a lean, mean, effective government, everybody's saying it's a money issue. I disagree right now. I think it's a leadership issue. I think we have to go in. We need a performance audit across every state agency, know where our manpower is being utilized and where it's not being utilized, and make sure that every agency is really, number one, committed to customer service. That Alabama doesn't work for its government. Government works for its people. And two, that it's being not only efficient, which is doing the right things, but being effective. And that's doing the right things for the right reason and not being overstaffed or understaffed.
So you want to do this performance audit, but there's an assumption there that there is waste to be found.
Yes, sir.
And even though you may be on the outside, what do you see there that state government doesn't need to do?
Well, I think there's probably some things where the state government is involved where we could probably move them away. You know, we're looking at all the agencies. And when I just looked at the budget, if you would remove the legislative earmarks from the budget, you would free up $500 million that we keep talking about roads. We keep talking about education, and we keep talking about prison overcrowding. But every time, there's only 7% of the budget that we can work with because it's 93% earmarked. Well, let's leave the education trust fund over here. Let's just go to the general fund, and let's look at that and remove legislative earmarks so that we can free up money so we can start moving our state ahead.
There's a flip side to that earmark question, though, or that earmark issue. Many of these earmarks have been put in place because a lack of trust in elected leaders. I think, for example, a couple of years ago, we had issues of lawmakers taking money from the state park system. You had a constitutional amendment that voters said, no, you can't do that, and put restrictions on there. Some of these earmarks, some of these restrictions are there because voters have said they wanted it.
Absolutely. And that's the reason I'm going, let's not even deal with the constitutional earmarks right now. Let's just get down to the legislative earmarks that are probably more turned towards personal special interests, and let's free that money up so that we can move our state forward. When I got into this, Andrew, you know, again, I'm learning. I'm learning policy like I'm drinking water from a fire hydrant. I say that constantly because I am. I was up late last night studying policy and every morning getting up early. But what I do realize is that Alabama's been dealing with the same issues over and over and over again, and it's time for us to start dealing with them instead of kicking the can down the road because we're running out of roads.